Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you have tuned into Boss Millionaire Makers with Pastor Prophetess Royal Poinciana Sprewell. And I am the pastor of Anointed Sabbath Ministries, founder of Royal Poinciana Ministries and United Christian Kingdom Association, along with various other businesses and other entities. You have tuned in to one of the most, I would say, prolific and informational shows on live morning broadcast shows. And for some of you, it's, I would say, 3 o'clock in the morning, and for some of you, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. And depending on where you're located, I'm talking about in the States now. Now, if you're outside of the States, we know that it may be the wee hours of the morning. It could be the wee hours of the evening. It could be early morning for you. You could just be getting up, and or it might be midday, 5 o'clock in the evening. Wherever you are, God bless you for tuning in and listening to me on this morning. I have some great information for you that's going to help take you, your family, your life, and everything else that you're trying to accomplish to the next level. Now, last week when we started off discussing what it was and what did it mean to be a boss? And we found out basically a boss is just one that's in control and in charge, someone that is in leadership position, but that is does not necessarily mean that that person is bossy or they are what we would consider people to be dogmatic. What it in terms mean is to be in control of your life, to be in control in your circumstances, be in control of your situations. And I was saying that it's grind time. It's an hour where there is no more excuses in your life. That's why you're up at 7 o'clock this morning. That's why you're up at 5 o'clock this morning. That's why you're up, if you're at me, where I'm on Mountain Standard Time right now, you're up at 4 o'clock this morning. There's no more excuses as to why you can't be about your business, and I would say your father's business, because you should be in ministry doing something productive. You know, I feel like I said this last week, and I hope that you all really took a hold to this, because I'm continuously say this, that at least 50% of your working hours should be doing something constructive and productive for your life, to better yourself, your family, your future, and those around you, or people that you may not even know. Because ultimately what we're attempting to do in life is to make things better for the next person, and being able to be a productive citizen in our neighborhoods and in our communities. And that's one good, great quality about a boss, is they're making sure that things are in order and they're structured and that they are operating in efficiently, I should say, and in a good position in life. We talked about what it is to be a millionaire, and simply to be a millionaire, of course, we all know is anyone that has over $1 million, right, in cash money, what we consider revenue here in the States. And what we want to do is talk about, this show is not all about, it's not about greed, it's not about wealth, it's not about the hunger or the lust of money. What we're talking about is creating wealth. Wealth, that we talked about, springs of opportunity, things that you have in yourself that you need to invest in to bring forth that millionaire maker that's in you, that's going to be able to be a blessing that's going to help. That's going to help your community, help your family, help your friends, help your colleagues, help the people around you, help the people in your neighborhood, help the people in your community, help outside this country, help people that you don't even know that's going to be able to touch lives and change the hearts of people. That is what makes the millionaire. We talked about the mind frame and the status about people that want to be about doing something positive and productive in their life, where they can see the success, where they can see not only the labor of their hard work and efforts, but be able to see and see the generation of, to see the wealth generated. Let me say it that way. Okay, because I don't want to get it all confused here. It is early in the morning, and sometimes, you know, when you're starting off doing something, you get a little excited. So I want to slow myself down, and I want to restate what I wanted to say. And what I'm talking about is generating wealth that's going to flow into springs. If you heard me last week, I talked about how those streams lead to many streams. They branch off into branches of streams. And we're talking about opening the very fastest wealth that you, that many, many branches of wealth, okay? So you can be able to have knowledge, you can have education, you can have wisdom, you can have multiple talents, be able to do several different things. It's so many things and facets that you probably aren't even aware of. And what I'm trying to tell you to do is tap into the thing that you love the most, the thing that you are passionate about, and take that thing gung-ho serious and get down to business and make it successful for you. Make it prosperous for you, okay? Ultimately, everything we do is to be able to be a blessing, to be a blessing. We want to be a blessing, be a blessing. I cannot say that enough, to be a blessing to somebody else, to be able to change somebody's lives. Every great leader, let me say this again so you can hear me. Every great leader that ever walked the face of God's green earth was somebody that helped change a life or impact the lives of others. They help change the lives of others or impact the lives of others. And you think about the greats. You think about what they did. John F. Kennedy, think about what he did. President Lincoln, think about what he did. George Washington, think about what he did. Think about all the people. Martin Luther King, what did he do? Malcolm X, how he touched people's lives. No matter if we think we agree with their theology or not, look at how they impact other people's lives. Even if they didn't have but very little, they still impact the lives of others. And there are so many historians that I can't even call and bring to name how they impact the lives of others. Even Ford, he impacted the lives of others. He made cars. Even though he was building wealth and it impacted his family, and yes, they were able to eat off the wealth. What I'm saying is he impacted the lives of others to be able to create a car to help mobility for people to get around and to have transportation. I didn't even know I was going to go into this vein. Believe me, I would have did a little more research in the background on other people's, and maybe I'll bring that to you next week, that were successful people that impact the lives of others. Successful people impact the lives of others. They don't just do things for themselves, right? So that's what we want to talk about, and how we, as individuals, being successful, getting that millionaire mindset, the millionaire makers, being that boss, being in control of your life, not letting things spiral, not having a bunch of problems where you can't even see day-to-day life because you've got things you're faced with that you're overwhelmed, you're being swallowed. And I know I've been there. I've been in those situations. You want to be in control of the things that's going on in your life. You want to be able to have some stability. You want to be able to have a firm grip on reality and not being swallowed up by all the different things that's happening around you. So what you have to think about
is how can I impact the lives of other people? What am I doing that's going to make their lives easier? What can I create to make the lives of others better? How can I help make things more efficient and bring a sense of happiness, prosperity, hope for other people? I'm always thinking about inventions and ways of things that I could create to help other people's lives become better. I love the fact, I don't know who the person was who made the creation of It's a Water purifier. And what it is, they took this over to the country of Africa, and you can take contaminated water, you can put it in this particular container, and it will purify the water, where once they put the water in the actual bottle and it goes through the little tube and the process or what have you, the water becomes drinkable so that the people aren't drinking the parasites and the other toxics that are in the water that are causing the kids and the people to become sick. And this was an invention that somebody, I'm sure, watched so many commercials, saw so many children and families dying and sick, and decided to say, you know what? I'm going to make sure that I can do something that can cause other people to be happy. So I just think that it's a great idea to think of things, think of inventions that can help other people, and not just, you know, thinking about oneself. I think that when we consider, you know, when we consider all the things that, you know, we should do and how things should be done, we should really think of it not just from a critical thinking perspective, but we need to think of our neighbor. How can I help someone else to be prosperous or help their life easier in what they want to do? Because, see, the world would get on a show and they would talk to you and tell you just how you should make it. I'm going to talk to you about being successful from a Christian perspective. I'm going to tell you what it's going to take for you to be blessed, okay? I'm not talking about a temporary blessing, which is a short-term blessing, which most of the world is riding on. I'm talking about a long-term blessing, how that you cannot be a millionaire for a day, but you can be a millionaire for life, that you can pass on wealth to your children's children. That's the type of wealth I'm talking about this morning at 4-something in my end. That's the type of wealth that I'm talking about that's 7 o'clock in the morning on your end. That's the type of wealth that I'm talking about that's 5 o'clock in the evening on your end of the world. I'm reaching you over there, and I'm telling you what it's going to take to be able to be blessed beyond measure, where the well never runs dry, and your wealth is stored up, and it's consistently have an overflow. I mean, where you can't even imagine the things that God has in store for you, because it's so much wealth that's being transferred that you don't even see it. So what I want to tell you, that despite of what your situation is, despite what your circumstances, and I hope that you can hear me on this morning, no matter what you're going through or what you're faced with, it's one key word that the Lord and the Holy Spirit dropped in my spirit today to even discuss, and that was how powerful persistence is, how powerful it is to keep on moving despite what you see, despite what the circumstance say, despite what your bank account says, despite what people around you say, despite what the creditors have told you, despite what you're looking at. I'm going to tell you one word that if you hold fast to this word, this will help you, and you will make it until your destiny ends. This word is persistence. It's to have, to be firm. It's to be continuous in a cause of action in spite of whatever the opposition is, and no matter how hard it is, and no matter how difficult it may look, if you say persistence, if you stay persistent, if you stay persistent and you continue to move forward at what it is that you're trying to accomplish, I promise you that what you are hoping for, what you are dreaming for, what you are looking up to, what you are expecting is going to come to pass. But it's going to be up to you how persistent you're going to be in the situation. Because if you don't continue, if you stop, and I have done that. And a lot of times I can speak from my perspective as to why. When you don't see, when you're doing something and it's not happening fast enough for you, or you feel like maybe you could do something else to cause this to happen a little faster, then you seem to want to stop doing that certain thing. But I find that what I found key is that if you continue to, and I had to learn this the hard way, because sometimes you will start over. You will start something and you will say, okay, this is not happening fast enough this way, so let me start with this. And maybe if I started this way, then maybe it'll happen. And what you do is you slow down the process, because you end up, you jump over here to start something else when you didn't even, okay, it's one thing to start something else and you continue with the first thing you were doing. But if you stop doing the first thing you were doing to go and do the second thing and you forget all about the first thing you started, then you're basically starting all over with the second thing. Am I right about it? So if you do it that way, it may work and it may not work. And 9 times out of 10, it may not work, because you're having to start all over from scratch again. You've got to start a new plan. You've got to get everything all organized, reorganize everything else, and you've got to start off with scratch the canvas and start with a whole new plan. And that can, it could be costly, it could be time consuming, and it can take a lot of effort out of you. Okay, so starting one project and leaving that and then going to another project, that's typically not the way you want to do it. If you start with one project, you want to stick with that one project and stay on it. And even no matter if it's moving slow as a turtle, do you hear me? Continue with that project. Don't drop the ball because it's not going fast enough for you. Because ultimately what'll happen is it's going to start off slow, because in business you have to be mindful that people have to know about your business. They take, it even takes 5, even up to 10 years for people to for a person's business to get off the ground and to get developed. Because you've got to think about it. You've got to create a base, right? You've got to create those that are going to, not only if you have a product that's going to be interested in your product, but if you have a fan base, or you're trying to create some sort of team, whatever you're trying to do, it's going to take time to develop. And you've got to give that, just like a baby, as we go through stages in life, we go through different developmental stages. So that's what it's going to take for your business. You treat your business like a baby. You've got to start off with the baby being really gentle, really firm, because really, really conscious that you don't want the baby to be, what, how can I say this? You don't want to be over abrasive with your baby, right? So you want to make sure that you're gentle with your baby, that you're holding your baby softly, smoothly, and you're making sure that you're cuddling the baby and you're caressing the baby. Those are the things that you have to do when you're starting off with your new venture. You have to make sure that what you're doing, you're starting off slow and you're starting off with milk. And then you can go to spoon feeding just a little bit, and then you can go into meat, okay? So it takes time and it takes effort, and it's not going to be something overnight. I know we want success overnight. We want things to happen like they say, Burger King, we want it my way. We want it right now. We want things to happen instantaneously. But what I have learned, it's not going to work like that. It is a process. And the key today is to be persistent. Persistence, persistence, persistence is the key to any success. If everyone will tell you, now listen to this. People that attend school, right? And I know about that. So going to school, every class is a building block to what you're trying to ultimately accomplish. Every class builds upon another. It builds upon another of the knowledge that you are obtaining, right? It's building upon another of the informational level, the way that you're able to grasp information. It's taking you to the next level. So you've got to understand that what you're doing is going to take you to the next level. But you've got to build upon it, brick upon brick, mortar upon brick, and mortar upon mortar. You have got to do it. You got to start it from the scratch. You got to start it from the base. And it's not going to be easy, and I'm not going to tell you that it's not going to be hard. But I promise you that if you stay persistent, because remember, today's word is persistence, and persistence is the key. And what happens is we give up a lot of times because we do not want to continue the course. Now, give me a minute. I just want to get me one sip of water. I'll be right back with you. Persistence is the key to success, right? So to go continuously to do something that is prolonged in existence and to make sure that you're staying the course. Stay the course, okay? That's what's going to help you become this millionaire maker. Okay, I'm talking to you at 7:30, probably going on 7:30 in the morning. Was it 7:20? Listen, this is what's going to get you there. This is the type of motivation that you need this morning so that you can get up and you can make those business calls. This is the type of call that you're going to have to make, the type of call that's going to be clear, precise, accurate, informational. When you get on the phone, you got to know what you want to talk about. You got to know what it is you want out the call. You want to know your objectives, and you want to know what you're going to get out of it, right? What am I getting out of this call? By the end of this call, I should be able to have some results. A lot of times people, when they're talking to folks, they're making business calls, they have no objectives. They don't know what they want to do. They don't have no clear outcomes. All they're doing is on the phone, talking, wasting time. When you're on the phone making those business calls for whatever business venture that you're working in, that you're trying to set up, you need to be established and having a good tone. Make sure that people, you're sounding pleasant on the phone. You're not on the phone and you sound like you're angry. You're not anxious. You don't sound upset. You don't sound jittery. You don't sound nervous. You see what I'm saying? These are the types of things that people are going to notice when you're on the phone making your business calls. This morning, you need to be talking to people, making sure that, yes, I do. This is what I want. Yes, this is how I'm going to go about it. Yes, this is what I want to see. This is what I want to have. Have your objectives laid out. Even if you, it's a good thing that you should even have a notebook. I have plenty of notebooks. Anyone to tell you, my room is loaded with notebooks, okay? I have so many notebooks, I can't even tell you. Now, for some people, they're not the writing type. They like to put everything in their computer, in their iPad, or they like to list it on their phone. That's fine as well. But make sure that you have some type of outline somewhere in regards to your objectives and what it is that you are trying to accomplish. Because you can get discombobulated if you don't have some sort of outline as to how you want this thing to work. I even write down things that I want to accomplish and I put on my wall. I put those things up in front of me so that I can see it every day. It's visual. If you want to be a millionaire, you've got to see it. Remember I talked about speaking it into existence, having faith? If you listened to the broadcast last week, then you'll remember I said that you've got to trust God no matter what. Well, you got to see these things in front of you. You got to visualize it. You got to put it in front of your face. Every day you should be seeing it. This is what I want to accomplish. This is what I've got to do to make this. You know what I mean? This is my goal. And if you don't have those things in front of you, they're not clear objectives. That's what the Bible says, write down the vision and make it plain. Is that not the word of God? Come on here, people. We have got to make sure that if you want to get to this millionaire mindset, you've got to do some things that's going to go outside of the box. You're going to do some things that's outside of the norm. You're going to do some things that other people don't do, okay? I have a little saying, I think it's a success coach or something of that nature. If you go to my Instagram, you'll see I post quite a bit of stuff from him. But the thing I liked about it, he had this little saying, is grind, basically, while they sleeping, be grinding. You see what I'm saying? Be up and be about your business. Grind while they sleep, okay? You know what I mean? While they partying, while they living it up, while they doing everything that they can think under the sun to party, you be about business. And if you get that mindset that you're going to grind, your time is going to come when you're going to be able to do some things. I'm not talking about wilding out a party. I'm talking about enjoying life. I'm talking about going some places that you never traveled before, seeing some things you've never seen before, taking your kids that do some things you've never done before. That's where you want to get to. You want to get to the state where, you know, it's not just the norm. These are things that you're doing outside of the norm, outside of what you consider your normal. If you have done that, maybe you have taken the kids to some places that people dreamed about. Okay, what about doing something over that? Give your mind a leap beyond something you have never experienced before. Maybe you haven't taken the kids to China. Take them to China. Maybe you haven't been able to take the kids and you've had an opportunity to go over to Brazil. Take them to Brazil. Things like that. You have to be able to do even creative things. You may not have done some educational things that you might want would love to do with your family. Maybe you haven't expanded of your business in the way that you would like to do it. So it's so many things that you could be doing in your future that you have never done, that you never crossed the boundaries. You know what I mean? For instance, I'll give you a prime example. Say you did get a chance. You say for some people, you've had the chance to take your kids to China. That's beautiful. For most folks, that's a dream, right? Okay, so if you haven't, what if you took the kids and you guys did some, what do they call that, deep sea diving, you know what I mean? Maybe they got a chance to swim with the dolphins, have, you know, things like that, totally out the box. Those are things that I'm talking about, those life experiences, going to Paris, going to Rome, going to sightsee in Egypt. Those are the type of things I'm talking about. Those experiences that are captivating that you will never forget about. You'll never have the opportunity to do most of those things again. Those are once-in-a-lifetime opportunities that you want to be able to experience and share with your friends and your loved ones. Being over in an excursion, being on a ministry trip, going to India, feeding the helpless and the homeless, going to show people a better way of life. Maybe you've had the best in life, but those people haven't. So what about if you went on a ministry trip with a church and a ministry where they went and gave food and clothing to some people? That may not seem like anything, but to some folks, that's something like, yeah, you know what, I've done everything for myself. How about me do something for somebody else? This is what the millionaire mindset is about.
Those are the things that you want to be able to do that you said you have never had an opportunity to do before. And these are the things that are going to elevate the mind of the people around you to be able to show them life-changing experience, to do things that folks never imagined doing before. And I understand and I totally get it. Everybody is not about going out. They're not as adventurous as I may be. They might not want to get on the back of what you call a boat and do the parachute thing and fly above the water. They may not be willing to do that. You know what I mean? But no matter how adventurous or daring it is that you want to do, at least you can say you're going to do something different to give someone some sort of experience. One of my pure heart desires is to be able to have a foundation to help young men and young women that are disadvantaged. And so I feel that it is necessary, it is imperative, it is absolutely imperative that I get to the status financially so that I can be able to help those people that I want to reach in various communities around the country of this United States here of America. That's my heart desire. Everybody else has their own, right? Now, if you are saying, well, oh, all I want to do is be able to have $1 million so that I can live the best life for me and my family. Well, God, that's not the objective, and I don't clearly think God wants to bless you like that, because it's not just about you. It's about other people that you can help touch their lives, be able to make their lives better, and to see them be successful. Right? We talked about being able to be continuously to do something. So to be continuously do something is the mindset that you have to be steadfast. That means you have to be unmovable, unshakable, no matter what, no matter how the wind blows, no matter how hard the rain falls, no matter if hail, sleet, or snow come, you have to be willing to stand the course in spite of, right? That's not always easy, because so many things in life come to detour us or knock us or make us fall by the wayside. But you have to be rooted. And I would say be rooted in Jesus. Be rooted, because he is the soil which we are in. Our roots should be connected to him. And if we're connected to the Lord, we won't be moved. I don't care. That's just like the tree. No matter if the tree falls, it still has a root that's deep down within the earth, okay? We need to be rooted in the Lord and unshakable and unmovable. There's so many things that you want to accomplish. There are so many goals that you are setting out to accomplish for yourself, but the only thing that's holding you back is yourself, because you know what? You haven't taken the initiative to do the things that you want to do. And it may be out of fear, it may be out of frustration, or it may simply be out of, you know what, I just don't want to do this, or I don't have the time. But one thing I've found, that when you really want to get something accomplished, you will make time for that, okay? You'll move some things around to make it happen for you, because you want to be able to see the results. And it's nothing like, believe me, seeing things that you could have done or could have accomplished years ago passed by your life, and you look and say, wow, you know what, 5 years has passed, I could have did that 5 years ago. Or you could say, oh, you know what, 10 years passed, I could have did that 10 years ago. Oh, gosh, I wish I would have thought about that. That could have been done 3 years ago. You don't want to have that mindset, but believe me, it's never too late to accomplish success. It's never too late to accomplish success. And if you are driven, you can get it done. And you know what? God is so good. He'll give you, he will speed up time on your behalf. I promise you, I know what I'm talking about. God will speed up time on your behalf. Things that you thought that you missed out on, you will have so much peace and so much joy and so much happiness in your life. It'll seem like it never existed because that's the type of God we serve. He is faithful to every one of his words that he has spoken. And if he didn't mean it, he would not say it, believe me. So when God tells you something, when he gives you a promise, I promise you by the oracle of God that he is a man of his word and it's going to come to pass. I don't care how dark and grim it may look. I don't care what obstacles look like they in your way. I don't care what person, thing, or devil might be looking like it's hindering you or going to prevent you from accomplishing what you are hoping and dreaming and visioning in your life. It's going to come to pass. Simply because God said it. I said simply because God said it. And that is the mindset of having faith. That is the mindset of believing without a shadow of a doubt. And that's what most successful people and why they are where they're at. Because they stayed the course. They believed in spite of. They were consistent and persistent despite of their situation. If they would have looked at their situation, Denzel Washington, do you know all the trials that he went through just to become an actor? Do you know the small roles and how he went back and forth from New York and so forth and so forth and so on to get to where he ended up at? You know, I don't know his whole story, but I do know a little bit of it, and I do know he went through a lot of difficult trials and situations to get to where he is now. But look, he's an elite actor within Hollywood. So you can't tell me that you're not going to go through things. Everybody that's successful go through stuff, but you've got to stay the course. You can't give up. You can't throw in the towel because it seems as though you're like, oh, you know what? It's never going to happen for me. You cannot feel that way. Let me give me a drink of water. Millionaire makers, boss millionaire makers, and that's what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about being a boss, being in control of your life, being in control of your destiny, not letting your family, your friends, your bills, people, your boss, all these people control you to the point where you don't even have an identity. There are some people out there that don't even have an identity. They don't know who they are because they're so busy trying to break their neck to help everybody else that they don't even know themselves. This is what I'm talking about. Being in control of your life, allowing the Lord to steer you and guide you in all truths and in all directions. You know, and that's why I wanted to specifically make this clear about this show, what I'm talking about. Being able to create wealth. Now, we talked about a little bit about being able to have objectives and know what you want and making them clear. And I always go and tell people to write down three things that you think will be key in order for you to be successful. I stick with that. Three things that you can do that can change your future. And I talked about it last week. I'm going to continue to say it all the way through. Three things that can change your life today that you can do to bring about an aha moment in your life. Okay. This is stuff that you have to critically think about. You might have to rearrange some things in your life. You may have to think about this, but this is the clarion call. This is what's got you on this broadcast this morning, listening to Dr. Sprewell tell you what it is that you need to change in your life today. Because if you can grab a hold to three things, and I tell you, three things is key. They say that's all it takes is for you to lose 10 pounds to feel a difference in your body. They say if you lose 10 pounds, just 10, it would change the whole dynamics of how you feel about your self-esteem and your body. Your overall weight will feel different. Just losing 10 pounds. Go look at what the Mayo, American Heart Diabetes Association says about that. You can go to the Mayo Clinic. Look at what they say about it. I'm telling you, not only to get your mind, changing your mindset, because that's what we talked about last week, but being able to create those three things that could bring, and you know what? I went and I reevaluated them myself. I said, okay, I want to make sure that I'm on track, okay? I want to make sure that I have those three things. And one was making sure that I was using my 50%. Believe me, I'm way beyond that. Remember, I told you 50% of your waking hours should be used doing something productive. And believe me, if you're not using 15%, you're really not doing nothing. I'm sorry to say it that way, but it's the truth. 50% of your waking hours at least should be doing something productive. So you say, what would that be, Dr. Sprewell? So let me give you an example. Well, you could be using some form of exercise. And for some people, I know that exercising is hard, okay, because they can't get to the gyms. You know, by the time they get off work, the gym is closed, everything is shut down. They just didn't get a chance to get exercising. They're rushing to get home. Okay, what about taking when you're going to pick up stuff at the grocery store, parking that car a little further off, and then taking that little extra walk, you know what I mean, not parking so close to the door, so that way if you park further in the parking lot, you know what I mean, where it's safe, where it's lighting, where it's lit up, you don't have to be worried about getting mugged or anything like that. You know, I'm just keeping it 100. You know, some people do have those type of safety issues, so I do want to, you know, be aware of that. But, you know, just making sure that you're safe and you can park and take those extra steps along the way. That will help in your steps during the day, believe me. Maybe you can get and walk, you know, instead of taking the elevator, maybe you could take the stairs. There's so many ways to create those extra little things in our lives that help make us feel and do better. And we don't really realize it because we have never thought them through to say, okay, what is it that I could do differently? You know what I mean? Maybe instead of today me having that soda, I'll drink water. So, you know, and for as far as talking about ways to create wealth, thinking about that one thing that you're most passionate about, that one thing that you love, and say, okay, these are three different ways that I can help advance this particular thing that I want to do. It does, and then I know for a lot of people, it has nothing at all to do with business, you know. I think the best way to become rich is to be an entrepreneur. But most people don't feel that way. They feel like, you know, they could work for someone and they can become wealthy as well. Okay? Landing in those six-figure jobs is going to take you to go back to school and to get the education or definitely the experience that you need to get into those fields. So you have to be willing to put in the hard work, the time, and the effort to be able to do that. And it's not going to be easy. Those of you that are in ministry, I want to touch on that because I am a pastor. Those of you that want to open your own ministry, what you need to do is think about who are the groups of people that are going to be with you to help you get into ministry. You're not getting into ministry for money. You're getting into ministry to save souls and help build neighborhoods. Who are the people that can help be the builders? Who are the people? Because you want to be able to impact that neighborhood. Once you go into that neighborhood, no matter where it is, you want to be able to reach the people that's outside the four walls that you are in. You want to be able to let them know that you're there. Who's going to be there to create your flyers? Who's going to be the person that's going to make the calls? Who's going to get a contact with the people that's in the community to let them know that you're there? These are the type of things you got to do even when you open your business, right? Who's going to build out your website? Who's going to do your business cards? The best place I would suggest starting off will be Vistaprint. They're very cheap. You can get so many, I think it's like 100 or 500 or something like that. Don't quote me on it. You can get a large number of business cards for very cheap, $10 or so. So, I mean, these are things that you, and when you are in business, you have got to have a presence. If you don't have a presence, what's the use of being in business? Nobody know you're there. What's the use of being in ministry if nobody knows you're there? You have got to set things up, and you've got to do it in a spirit of excellence, as they say, right? I'm sorry, I do mine in the spirit of royalty, so I take it to the next level. What I'm saying is you want to be able to do it and then have it to do right. When I relaunched my show, my ministry, Blog Talk, and I know you can go to this page right now, you can see that I redid the banner. That's temporary to the extra banner come. But those hours and things like that have to line up. I had to go to all of my sites and redo all of them all over again and put the accurate information in to make sure it's not outdated. No one wants to get a business card and have the wrong phone number there. So there's things like that that you really have to be aware of, and you've got to really work, you know, to bring about consistency. And that's with your image. That's with your brand. Your brand is going to help you to be successful. Your brand, how you're branding yourself. What is your image? You know what I mean? Having a professional picture to be able to present on your business cards. Now, all of these things can be costly, and that's why I'm trying to tell you the most cost-efficient ways and things that you can do to make sure that you can do these things. And, you know, just getting a clear picture, getting someone to take it in there. You know, we have so much technology, and we have so many gadgets that you can use. For instance, your iPad or your smartphone can actually take pictures that are just as clear as any camera, high-tech camera is what I'm saying, okay, high digital camera. So you can actually do a close-up, just do a headshot, something that is nice. You want to be in a nice background. You don't want it to be too gaudy. You don't want too much stuff in the background. You don't want where it's your house is taking pictures and you're seeing, for instance, clothes on the floor and you're looking and dishes in the background all over the table. No, you want to have a clean image, and you should be clean for that matter, okay? I don't understand people that are dirty but say they are children of God, because the Lord said, be ye holy, for I am holy, and be ye clean. I mean, if you're in Christ, you're supposed to be clean. I don't understand how clean and dirtiness. The Bible said, how can two walk together unless they agree? That's what the word says to me, so I'm trying to figure that part out. I don't know. But getting back to what I'm saying, when you are getting your pictures if you can't afford to get the professional headshots, and I know they're costly. What you can do is have someone do you, not a selfie. No. Let's not do the selfie, okay? Because I know we're in this high-tech generation and we all want to do it ourselves and make, you know, a million poses of ourselves. No, get someone that has a high-quality digital phone or camera and take you a nice picture in back of a nice background. The background could have a picture. The background could have a couch. A background could have a nice chair. Background could have a nice flower behind you, a scenery, a globe, a clock, something of that nature, and a fireplace will be brilliant. Those are the sorts of images that you want to be able to have on your branding material, okay? Now, you do not want to overdo it with various pictures. When you put your picture out there, you want to have two or three. Some people suggest one. I'm versatile, so I like to have multiple. But having 10 to 20 different pictures because you took 15 selfies and you posted them all over your media materials, no, that's not good branding. If you want to do that, take two to three good pictures. You want to put those pictures in all of your social media, put them in all of your business cards, your flyers, on your website. These are the sorts of things that you should have. And we'll get into that next week about some of the materials that you should have as, and I'm just kind of touching on it a little bit today, but if you're listening, these are the sorts of things that's going to take you to the next level. If you really want to make your business successful and you want to become a millionaire, you've got to have good branding. Branding is important if you want to become a millionaire, okay? You have to have branding, and branding is very important. People don't think how important branding is in your image. You understand what I'm saying? Because imagery is everything these days. And if you don't have a good image that you're showing to people, that's going to hurt your overall branding process. And then that's going to ultimately affect your business. So, you know, and for some of you, it may just be you need to take good pictures of your product, making sure that it's clear, it's precise, that it's crisp, that people can see, it's not foggy, it's not, it doesn't look blotchy, things like that. You know what I mean? So being able to have good pictures is very key into the branding process. I want to be able to say that for one. So hopefully you did grab a hold to that. Consistency. That's what the subject is this morning. That's what we're talking about. Whatever you do, continue to do it. Don't, even if you have multiple things. Now, for me, that is something that I have to work really hard on, is making sure that I'm being consistent with the various projects that I have, because I have multiple projects, various irons in the fire, maybe 10. I'm serious. Maybe 10 irons is in the fire right now, maybe 20. But 10 irons for sure. 10 irons is in the fire. Making sure that each one of those things I'm not slacking on because I'm working so hard on this one. Now, if they have timelines, if I have a deadline on a particular project, then yes, I am going to push for that particular project because I know that I've got to get that one in. However, if it's something that I know that, say, 6 months out, I can have these two finished in 6 months. These three I need to have done ASAP. Like, I need these I need these done in 2 months and I need this one done this month. You know, if it's something of that nature, then I'm pushing for the one I've got to get done this month. And then I'm saying, okay, and in the meantime, I'm still working on the one for these 2 months, and I'm slowly working on the ones that are due by the end of 6 months. Know how important it is to continue. Remember I was talking earlier about how you can move at the pace of the turtle, but don't stop. Do not stop. Continue to work on the project. No matter how invasive it is, how in-depth it is, don't stop. Don't stop, okay? That's what I want to tell you, and I want you to be encouraged, and I want you to know that God is going to honor you. He's going to bless you for your persistence and first of all, for your faith, for your trust in him and believing in him, and for your obedience. I want to talk about that, you know, because a lot of people, I'm talking from a Christian perspective. I cannot do anything else. So what I'm saying to you is we want to walk as light, as the children of light, not of darkness. We want to present and be the salt of this earth so that when God bless us and put us into these places and put us into these realms to be blessed, we are able to truly demonstrate the blessings of God. And that's what the world wants to see. That's why I always talk about being the light of the world. Let your light so shine so that men will see and honor and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Those are the words of Jesus. I understand. I want to just tell you that it doesn't matter, you know, how slow it's looking. And I do understand that when something looks like it's not going to happen, you tend to jump. And you'll go on to something totally different because you'll say, oh, that's moving too slow for me. I need to go on and do something different, you know, so I can get, you know, this ultimate goal done. Because you might have a small one smaller goal, and then you might have a big goal. And then you might say, well, you know, it's going to take me to do this small goal to get to this big goal. And then you say, well, no, I'm going to work on this way and create another smaller goal to get to this big goal. But, you know, don't abandon the things that you're hoping for. Don't abandon the things that you're wishing for. Don't abandon the things that you are believing for. You have to stay the course no matter what. And if you do that, I promise you, you're going to feel the best for it. You're going to see the results for it. You're going to see the push for it. But it's all about pushing. It's all about pushing your way into what I consider that millionaire realm. Everybody that was successful, remember I told you they were leaders. They were other people that helped see other people's visions come true. And that's what the Lord loves, what the Lord loves. He loves us to, that is one of the commandments, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul, with all that's within you. And that's the first and the most, they say, what's the first commandment? That is the first. That is the first and that is the strongest. I use that terminology. That is the strongest commandment. And it's to love the Lord God with all that's within you, basically. Heart, mind, and soul. Second is likened to it. Love your neighbor as yourself. What I'm saying to you, if you want to have the millionaire mindset, if you want to be the boss, the one that's controlling and making things happen in your life, you've got to trust God because he is the chief cornerstone. He's the one that's in charge. He is over everything that you do, every move that you make, every decision. You've got to say, Lord, I am asking that I have your favor in this decision. I'm asking that I have your favor in this move, in this opportunity. See, we fail to realize that in life, there are some, I love this saying so much. My dad said this. He would always say this frequently. My dad's passed now. He passed away in 2009. My dad would say, some opportunities only come once in a lifetime. If you really grab a hold to that saying, and you value that saying, you will allow that to open up, for instance, to turn on a light bulb, to open up your mindset, because you'll start to value those things that you know that may never come again. You'll start to value those situations, those people that you know that you may never come across again. You'll start to value the conversations and the wisdom of people that are in your life now that may not be there tomorrow. You will start to value wealth, period. You'll be able to perceive wealth. You will have wisdom to see wealth. And when it comes your way, you will know it. I'm talking about storing up pockets of wealth, and I talked about this last week, and I'm going to continue to talk about it because I want people to grasp what I'm saying. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about the stored up wealth in you, the things that are in you that you don't even recognize and don't value in yourself. It's so many talents. You have so many abilities. They're like pockets. They're like brackets, right? They're like dividers. They're divided. And all you have to do is reach down in those cubicles and pull out the various things that make you who you are, the value of who you are. And you'll start to say you'll have a better sense of appreciation for yourself. And you won't allow others to neglect you because you'll start to say, you know what, I really can do this, or I really have this ability, or I really can do that. No, I'm not going to let people take advantage of me or misuse me or abuse my talent or talk to me this way or behave in this manner. I'm not going to let that happen because you know what, I have those pockets of wealth that I can stream out in those streams, okay? When I talked about those dividers, just think about it's almost as those gates when you let a horse out to race and they open up the gate or the dog race and the dog runs out. Well, those are the streams of wealth that's in you that lead out to other people. And you're letting that flow, and you're letting those streams, you're letting that wealth go down that stream to reach someone else. Value your time. Value your knowledge. Value your wisdom. Value your gifts and your talents and your abilities. All the things that are in you that can take you to the next level. You have millionaire ideas that are overflowing in your head. You have a brilliant idea and invention right now. Nobody, but you has it. You got a millionaire business right there. And you say, I don't have the money. I don't have the finance. Do you have the faith? I don't know who's going to finance me. Do you believe God? Favor is better than money, right? Favor can open doors. Money can't. I've been, for 2 years, I have been doing something, expecting something, and continuously doing something and expecting something, but has never seen any results from it until the other day. And I finally saw some results of a little, just a little seed to come forth, the seed, just a little flower just to sprout out of all the seeds that I've been planting and say, oh my God, it's about to finally grow. Don't give up. Continue to do what God tells you to do. God gives us wisdom, right? He gives us wisdom. He gives us knowledge. He gives us the ability to do things, and he shows us. The Bible says he gives us witty inventions and shows us how to do things. And if you believe and trust God that he will show you, he says, that, hold on, Holy Ghost, help me. It's going to come to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He takes the foolish things of the world, thank you, Holy Ghost, to confound the wise. He takes the foolish things of the earth to confound the wise. Things that people think are crazy, things that people think are totally bonkers, things that people would never understand. He'll take those things. He'll make them beautiful. I'm just going to say that. Continue. Continuing to do something. Let's go back here. Continue to do something, to stand firm, to be objective, continuously do something in action, in the mold, to be in the process of, right, despite the difficulty, despite the opposition and all the hardship and the pain and things that you're going through that's causing you to want to give up or say forget it or leave it behind or whatever the case may be, but you want to continue the course, stay in existence with what you're doing, right? It's all about having a great attitude. I know that some people feel that, you know, I'm going to stay in the course, but I'm going to have a nice attitude. You know, I really don't want to do it. I'm tired of this. Don't complain. Don't find fault with yourself, with other people. Oh, I should have did this. This should have been accomplished years ago. I don't know why this ain't happening for me. That's not a millionaire mindset. The millionaire mindset is not that, people. The millionaire mindset says, yes, it's going to happen. I'm not there today, but it's coming to pass. Matter of fact, it's about around the corner. You know, I'm speaking into existence right now. That's the millionaire mindset. The millionaire mindset is not, oh, I don't know how this is going to happen for me. I don't know what way it's going to go. No, that's not it. That is what you have to do. 7:15, 8:15, 4:15, 5:15 in the morning. I'm glad you're here getting this. You hear me, Tappy? Getting this knowledge, getting this wealth, getting this information to take your life to the next course. to take your life to the next level, to take your life to the next arena, to get you to that millionaire mindset, to become a millionaire, to position yourself. You've got to get in position, right? I always talk about when women get ready to give birth, they have to position themselves to bear down, to be able to push the baby. You've got to get in position to push, okay? If you don't get in position, it's not the baby's not going to just drop out. You're not squatting or nothing. You've got to get in a position. I don't care what nobody say. You have got to bear down. You've got to get ready to see the things that you're looking for to come to pass. And it's not going to happen lightly. And having a negative and a bad attitude is not going to get you to where you want to go. Having a pity party, not just having a negative attitude, but having a pity party. Oh, it's always me. It can't never happen right for me. It never seems to go right. Why is everybody else blessed and I'm not? That's not going to do it. That's not going to cut it, okay? That's not going to make it happen. Listen, all that's going to do is drown you in sorrow, cause you to get depressed, rise up your anxiety levels, cause you distress, set you back, and just slow you down from what you're supposed to be doing. Because most people know that once they start getting in a depressed mood, hey, that's it from there. In the bed we go, right? Donuts, cookie, and cake. No. What we're going to do is continue the course, stay consistent, have a great attitude, and, you know, it's all smiles from here. You know, it's all smiles from here. It's not saying, you know, I'm going to be fake or I'm just going to act a certain way. Because No. You're going to create the environment which you live in. You have to live in this house. This is your house, your body. Your body is the temple of the living God. The Holy Ghost should be in you. This is your temple. This is your resting place. You've got to keep your resting place high, right? Your spirits high. You can't go on and continue to allow your situations to dictate to you how you're going to feel. You know, you may not feel the best, but you're going to push for the best. It may be hard, but yes, I'm going to continue. I don't know how I'm going to get through this, but I'm going to stay the course. Today, I'm going to make a smile on my face because I've got to get my business cards out here. And guess what? I've got to put a smile on my face because I've got to get my business cards. I've got to take my pictures, and they have to look professional. Remember, we're not going to put 5 or 6 or 7 different Facebook pictures all of our products and brand. But we're going to be professional, and we're going to do it in a spirit of excellence. And some people, you may not believe this, and I lie to you not. In some people that's been in ministry, and I talk about ministry because I'm in ministry, I'm a pastor. It's people that have been in ministry for years. I'm talking about 15, 20 years that don't even have a business card. They don't even have their church flyers. They don't even have a church website. You know, and I didn't realize, I'm going to be honest, I didn't even realize how imperative my church is, if I could say, is taking a sabbatical right now, okay? So I don't have my church as far as a flock up and going. I am an ordained pastor. Okay? So for those of you that want to know, I'm a realist. I'm not about fake and phony and games and stuff like that. I'm a realist. And so I'm relaunching my church and my ministry, but I am rebranding it. So in the rebranding process, there's things that I know that I have to do and get set in place in order for my church to be effective, because at the end of the day, it's still a ministry and should be presented in excellence. Okay? So what I'm saying is there's a lot of churches that the pastors I've met don't have a website. And I tell you, if I had a church with at least, it don't matter. The Lord said whether two or three are gathered, I'll be in the midst. If it's two or more, you need a website. If you're a church, if you establish church, you need a website. If you're a ministry, you need a website, right? You need a website, and you need to have a place where people can come to, even if you use Facebook, okay? Facebook is fine. You can use Facebook as your website. At least you have some source or some outlet for people to be able to reach you with your information on it. And that's fine. They can reach you with your branding information. They can inbox you, leave you messages. You have email address. You should have email address set up, things like that. That is all part of your branding for your business, your company, your ministry, for your organization. All of these things are key concepts that you should have to be able to demonstrate, operate correctly. All of these are parts of your branding concept. You're going to have to be able to brand yourself in a positive light. If you are and you want to be able to have a successful company, corporation, ministry, organization, you have to be able to have your branding. These are things I had to learn, this stuff. Nobody taught me this. I found my way. I found my way through trial and error. I found my way going through the process. So now I know what it takes. I have that millionaire mindset. Now I know how to be productive. And this is what's going to get me and you and everybody else that want to get there. Am I going to tell you, oh, it's going to be so easy, it's going to be so simple, it's just like flying at night? No, it's not. But if you put forth the hard work and the effort and you build precept upon precept, I guarantee you, you're going to make it. 12 people going to end up being millionaires. I told y'all that out of this broadcast. Because I'm going to be here every single Tuesday at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and 4 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. And I'm speaking of the United States time zone. Time zones. I will be here at 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern and 4 o'clock and 3 o'clock. I'll be here 4 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, because I want to see everybody that's hungry, that loves the Lord, that want to be able to help people, that want to see prosperity, that want to see their life change, that want to see better outcomes in their family, gain wealth. Now, for those of you I always mention, and I'm going to tell you about one of the businesses that I am in, which is my travel. I have my own travel agency, which is Global Tropical Travel Agency. And I have Surge. I am affiliated with Surge, which is my host company. And we sell travel membership and also bring people in the business to become travel agents and sell travel membership as well. Now, if you want to find out more information about it, you can go to, I have several websites. One is myvortex.com globaltropicaltravelagency.com, or you can go to surge365/globaltropicaltravelagency.com. And you will also, or you don't have to put .com on there, and you will be able to see my websites as well. You can also go to globaltropicaltravelagency@gmail.com and send me a message if you are interested in the business in itself. You can reach out to me through Facebook. I have various websites. You guys see my various websites on my show page here, and you can reach me that way. So there's various outlets and ways that you can reach me if you're interested in the business, interested in how you can get involved to make money, to create wealth for yourself. If you're interested in the travel industry, travel membership, travel business, becoming a travel agent. All those things, I can help you out with that as well. So, listen, it's all about consistency. Branding yourself, right? Okay. For instance, I talked about, and I'll talk about you guys a little later, talking about being an entrepreneur, being able to promote yourself, having... if you're doing it, promote yourself, the various outlets of things that you need to have for promotion and promoting oneself, as far as your branding, the tools that you need to have, things like I'm going to share in the further along in the future when I do certain things, I want to be able, when I launch certain things, I want to be able to talk about those things because I think that it's imperative that I be able to reach that those audiences of people that may have those questions that I wasn't able to get from people, you know what I mean? Because no one has time to sit down and give you vital information these days. It's like you, it's almost like you're begging for meat at the master's table for that. So I know I went a little far, but that's okay though. It's okay because I tell you it's the truth. If you really want vital key information, listen to me, folks. If you really want vital key information to change your life, to change your future without having to pay for it, for listening to Dr. Sprewell that's on the line right now on live broad radio through Blog Talk that's giving you key concepts to change your life, nobody's going to do it for free. You're going to buy a book, and you're going to have to find out it that way. You might go online and you might find a clip here and a clip there, a 50-minute video here or a 20-minute video there, but it's going to be scarce. The information is not going to be there. I'm telling you that God told me to talk on my broadcast to help raise 12 millionaires. That's going to help change the lives of other people. These are people not going to be greedy for wealth. They're not going to be greedy for fame, time, for fortune. They're just going to become millionaires, and they're going to have very peaceful and productive lives, help people in society, help make tomorrow a better and a brighter future for a lot of folks. That's what they're going to do. Amen. I am so thankful. I am so grateful. I am so thankful to God that he allowed me the opportunity to be back on Blog Talk. I was talking about a while ago how I was contemplating, should I return to blog? Bear with me. I was talking about should I, return to blog and that sort of thing. So I decided that that was something that I really wanted and should do because, you know, it really would continue to enhance me as a person and I will be able to share with the Lord's people the information, knowledge, and the word. And I felt that this was really something that, and it was like, is this the right season? 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 Is it, or should I hold on? And that was kind of my thing, like for a while, like at least a year or so. I was really going back and forth, like should I not? And it was like a back and forth thing. And then I just started really praying really hard about it, just really asking the Lord, is this really what you want me to do? And he gave me, I believe, the inspiration to go ahead and return. And so I'm here, and I hope to say I'm here to stay. And so I look forward, I can definitely say I look forward to being here, and that is every single Tuesday. That'll be 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it will be Saturday at midnight going into Sunday morning. Okay, and that will be at midnight. So Saturday at midnight, every Saturday at midnight, and that's Eastern Standard Time. For those of you, again, that's in the Eastern time zone, that's going to be at midnight. For those of you that are in the Midwest right now, I think that would be, what, 11 for you? And then for those of you that are Mountain Standard Time, I believe that is like 10 o'clock. Yeah, maybe 10 o'clock and 9 for those of you probably on the further on the West Coast, probably in California, maybe 9 or so. So I'm not sure about other parts of the world, but I'm sure that you can be able to kind of do it because it'll be far-fetched in between. So I just kind of familiar with the time zone. It's my own back neck of the woods, my own backyard, you know, sort of say. So I kind of know the gist of the time zones here. But you will have to check in your area if you're in the UK or you're in Africa, India, and those are the sorts of areas that I have good friends and people I've made connections with in Lahore and West Africa, Nigeria, and the UK. And those have been places that I have found to share my ministry over. Jamaica, I love you. The Bahamas, I've spoken to some of you. So I appreciate all of you. If I didn't call you out, it's because I haven't talked to nobody in your area, but would love to. It's not a problem. The prophetess, I love everybody. I love all y'all. So I'm going to continue to be here. I'm talking about wealth. I'm talking about being able to change your future, change your days, put you in that mindset of the boss millionaire maker. Okay, I want to see you here, and that's every Tuesday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I look forward to you. This is Pastor Prophetess Poinciana Sprewell, and for those of you listening to the show, Dr. Sprewell giving you some good information on how to become a millionaire. Not tomorrow, but what? Today. That's right. So listen, I love you. I look forward to seeing you, and hopefully I'll see you this coming Saturday. You'll meet me at midnight at Eastern Standard Time. Okay, you all be blessed, and I love you, and take care, and peace be unto you. Goodbye.